SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
Vous êtes avec SBS French. Retrouvez les rubriques sur sbs.com.au/french.
Votre communauté, vos conversations. SBS French.
Great pleasure to welcome on SBS French the back-to-back artistic director, Bruce Gladwin. Bonjour and welcome on the French program.
Bonjour.
And Grace Kenny, who is an ensemble member, welcome to you.
Thank you.
And today we are talking about this amazing reward or prize or honor that you've received from the Festival d'Automne in Paris, which has announced your theatre, the Back-to-Back Theatre, being the portrait artist for 2026. Maybe we'll start with you, Bruce. Tell us about this award and what it means for the company.
Well, it's an award, I guess, that it's more of an opportunity for us to present our work at the Festival d'Automne, the Autumn Festival. And it's a festival that runs for 3 months in central Paris and across multiple venues and very iconic venues. The theatre and performance are included, and we are presenting 5 different works, and we'll be resident in Paris for over 2 months. So we'll really, you know, be a part of the city and have an opportunity to showcase the work that we've been making over the last 25 years at Back to Back. So it's referred to as a portrait. It's a portrait of the company. We're resident in Paris for 2 months, and it's, you know, for us, it's an incredible experience and opportunity to kind of showcase our work.
Let's talk about Back-to-Back Theatre. How long has it been around in Australia?
The company started in 1987 and started in Geelong in Victoria, and it was really politically at the time there was a shift in government policy around the support and care and employment of people with disabilities, specifically intellectual disabilities. So we went through a process of deinstitutionalisation in Australia, which meant there was a lot of people coming out of institutions and being supported within the community. And in Geelong, a number of artists working in theatre, music and design started running workshops with these community artists, and very quickly the work developed into a theatre show, which then started touring. So this has been the, I guess, model for us as a company. Back to Back is that we work within the community, we work with an ensemble. Those artists in the ensemble are professional actors, so Grace is one of the actors within the ensemble and works with us from 3 to 5 days a week. And we make theatre over a very long period of time, so maybe 2 years to make a show. And then we premiere the work most often in Australia and then take the work elsewhere touring. And we've been touring a lot in Europe for the last 20 years.
And Grace, you are part of the ensemble. Tell us about your journey as an actor.
Well, I started with Back to Back this time last year in 2025, and that's when I first started with the company, and I feel like from the of that being a new and fresh face to the company, really it's like really a dream come true, because I've always wanted to be an actor, and now this is like my second year with working with Back to Back this year, and it's like I'm just loving it. Like I'm having my time in the spotlight, and I'm just enjoying every minute working with them, and also working on this play that we started last year, and we're continuing to develop it this year, and we'll do more development when we're over in Paris. So I'm really looking forward to it.
And Grace, what attracted you to the stage?
Well, I'm also a rapper. I'm a singer-songwriter, and so I started doing that before Bruce reached out to me, and so I have had experience playing on stages, like just like regionally here in Victoria. I've been playing on stages like the Port Fairy Folk Festival, and then the biggest one I've done this year was at the Cinema Music Bowl in Melbourne, and that was really great. But I guess there's and now I'm stepping into acting. It's another thing that I've always love to do, is to be able to show myself out as an actor. And so Bruce and Dr. Buck have reached out to me in 2024, at the end of 2024, and I first started on this film called Azincourt that is now screening here in Geelong, and that was my first time being put into something, and that was the first time in my life. Like I really enjoyed that time, and I've been with the company ever since, and stuff like sort of growing from there.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
Did you know that distance and physical barriers, especially common in larger or multi-story homes, can reduce the strength of your Wi-Fi signal and slow down your internet? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.
And Bruce, I'm coming back to you. How many members of the ensemble will be making the journey to Paris?
Well, there's six actors currently in the ensemble, and they'll all be going, but also because we're returning work that some of the work we made was in 2005, 2011, 2013. So there's a bigger pool of artists that will be joining us. All up in terms of cast and crew, there's 35 people travelling, and we're presenting five different projects, and you know, most of those works have a cast size of somewhere around five or six performers. But some of the actors are doubling up. And Grace will be working on she's working on one project which we're presenting at the rehearsal room at the Odeon. But also she'll be understudying some of the other work as well.
So you'll be living in Paris across the month of November and December, from what I gather? Mm.
Yes, yeah.
And tell us more a bit about the series of programs that you are presenting and what the audience will see in France.
Okay, well, we're presenting two works at the Odeon Theatre, and one is called Food Court, which is a kind of dark fairy tale about power, and it's a kind of horror story that takes place in a forest where most bad things happen, and it's told within inside a giant inflatable that fills the stage cavity of the proscenium. The Odeon is a very beautiful old drama theatre and performance venue. We're absolutely thrilled to be there and presenting Food Court, and it's a collaboration with the Australian band The Necks, who are a three-piece jazz band, who are, you know, we're huge heroes of fans of their work. And we're also presenting a new work, which is a work in progress, which is called Neanderthal, and we're presenting that at the rehearsal space at the Odeon. And that will be a work that will premiere at the Vienna Festival in April next year. But we're just offering the opportunity for audience members to come and watch us in the process of making a work for 2 weeks. So each day we'll do a showing of the work, and the audience members can come and sit in and watch the work in progress. We're doing a presentation of a project called Small Metal Objects, which was first made for the concourse at Flinders Street Station. It's a work made for a public space, like a train station or a public square, and we're presenting that at the Canapé des Halles in Les Halles, in the centre of Paris, which is the large Westfield shopping centre architectural structure, which will be, it's a work where the audience sit on a seating tribune and watch the show with headphones, and the actors are intermingling with the pedestrian public, and it's a story about a drug deal that goes wrong. And we're presenting a work called Ganesh versus the Third Reich at the FIFA de la Cité Internationale. And that's a story about the Indian deity Ganesh travelling to Nazi Germany to reclaim the swastika. And the final project is Radial, which is a we're undertaking two community filmmaking projects, one at the Menagerie de Verre and the other one at La Briqueterie. And sorry, my French is appalling. I failed at both in year 7 and year 8. but it's going to have to get much better very quickly.
And what is back-to-back theatre presenting at the moment in Australia?
We have a number of works on at the moment. There's the project that Grace was just referring to, which is called Agincourt, which is based on the famous battle in France between the French and English that's referred to in Henry V. And it's a 27-minute film which was commissioned by Rachel Griffiths and Andrew Taylor for Acme, and that's currently on tour at Geelong. And it's in permanent presentation there for the next month. We have a work which is Ganesh versus the Third Reich, which is at UMAC, which is the Union Theatre at Melbourne University, which is opens in a week and a half. And we're really thrilled to do that. And this is, you know, in some ways preparation for us for Paris. So after we finish Ganesh at UMAC, we will, you know, the freight will be packed. And all the sets for all of the five works will be packed into a shipping container and then go by sea to Paris. So this is the last chance that we have to kind of present any of the work here before we depart.
And maybe, Grace, what is your message to the listeners out there?
Well, I think Agincourt has really been going well, and I've really enjoyed my time on that. And it's been really, for me to step in and start working with the company then, it's really been a big lift in my ever-growing career with back-to-back theatre and beyond. And I also feel that being coming into rehearsal and seeing Ganesh being put up, I feel like I'm starting to learn a bit more about the play and the role that Mark Danes originally had. I'm really starting to learn his part and to learn other parts as well. And I've really enjoyed being able to be in the rehearsal room and watching it being put up. And I'll be there in Melbourne to see the uni. So I feel like yeah, we have definitely progressed, and we'll keep progressing until we head over to Paris. And I'm really looking forward for that opportunity as well to be on the international stages, which is something that I haven't done before, but I'm really looking forward to.
Bruce Gladwin and Grace Kenny from Back to Back Theatre, thank you so much for coming onto the French programme and best wishes for the trip to France.
Thank you, Jean.
Thank you.
Votre communauté, vos conversations. SBS French.
Aimez, partagez, commentez. Suivez-nous sur facebook.com/SBS French.